Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I have some questions about a bill that I got last week.
Okay, it's for Dr. Miller?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a moment. Can I have the date of birth for which you have received the bill?
January 14th, 1954.
Okay, it's for Richard Pressman, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me how can I help you.
Well, the bill does not show the dates that I made payments for the various office visits.
Okay, just give me I will provide you the details when you have made the payment and how much did you make the payment.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Yeah, I can see there is a payment made twice. For one is for the $80 and the other one is for $160. And the payment made is on March 13 of 24 for $160 and the other one is for March 31st of 2025 for $80. These are the two payments that you made.
Okay. The payment that I have, at least on my credit card bill, it's March 28th.
Yeah, that would be for March 31st. I think it would be $80, right?
Right, but my appointment, my office visit was on the 10th.
Okay.
So it doesn't show that I paid. Doesn't show that I paid the $80 on the 28th or the 21st, as your book says.
It's on the 30th. Yeah, that would be because the statement that we sent is only for the remaining one. So for the payment that you made, we have addresses towards the other date of services.
I'm not understanding.
I'm saying that for the copay for which we need to collect or the doctor's office need to collect, that is the only statement you will receive for. The payment that you made towards the different date of services that we have removed directly to avoid the confusion.
I'm still confused. I had an office visit on March 10th.
Correct.
And then 3 weeks or 2 weeks later, I paid $80.
Correct. And that we have updated in our system.
And what?
We have updated already that in our system. The $80 that you made on the in the March month, March 24th.
I'm not sure. I don't understand what you said about your system.
Okay. Tell me, how much payment did you make for the whole all the services?
Well, I don't know right offhand because I haven't gone back through all my credit card bills, but the only one that I know is that I went back to the most recent payment, which was March 28th.
Yeah, for March 28th, I'm saying that we have updated that payment. We have received the payment for $80 for March 28th, and we have updated that payment in our system towards the another date of services. So you want that to be adjusted toward the March 10 of 25?
I'm not understanding what you're...
Okay, just give me a moment. Give me a moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There is total 8 visits for Dr. Miller's office. Okay.
Okay. Hold it right there. 1, 2. Okay. This bill only has 5 visits on it.
Yes. There is 5 visits on it because the 3 visits which is not showing in your bill has been adjusted towards the payment that you had made. For $80 that you made has been adjusted, and it is not showing in your statement.
Okay, when there's a minus $80,
correct,
does that mean that
that's
what I have paid, or that's what's due?
No, that has been paid. That has been paid, minus $80. It's been paid.
Okay, so that's the first entry, and that goes back to March of 2023.
Yes, but what I'm saying, the same thing again, the $80 that you had made the payment has been adjusted. I'm saying that you have total 8 visits. You have visited Dr. Miller 8 visits. And in that one, we have adjusted toward the 3 visits. So remaining would be the 5 visits. Are you getting my point?
Okay, but it doesn't show the...
So, let me ask you first, how many payments did you make to Dr. Miller's office? First, you have to confirm us how much payments did you made. And we have 2 payments that you had made to Dr. Miller. One is for the $80 that you're seeing on the March 28th of 2025. And the other payment that you had made is on for March 10 or March 13 around 2024. On March 2024, you had made $160 of the payment. So total payment you had made is $160 plus $80, so total of $240.
There was one payment, I think, when I early in my visits to Dr. Miller, that I paid $160.
Yeah, $160.
But that's not on this.
Yeah, that is not in that statement, but we have okay, so you want that this all the details in a one statement, that the payment, how many payments did you made and how much is still remaining?
Well, that would make things less confusing.
No, what I'm saying is that, do you want that whole statement along with the payment one? So I can send you that too as well.
Okay, I'm just wondering how this last payment from March 28th was paid after after the most recent office visit.
Yeah, but
that it did not cover it.
Yeah, it has covered towards the balance of March 4 of 2023 visit and April and March 11 of 2024 visit. So in the statement, you won't see that 2 date of service, the March 11 of 24 and December 4 of 2023. These 2 date of service is not mentioned in the statement. Is it mentioned in your statement for these 2 date of service? March 11, March 11 of 24 and December 4 of 2023. Is this date of service mentioned in your statement?
No.
Okay. So that has been adjusted toward the balance that you've made on $80 of payment.
I'm just trying to see where, I mean,
okay,
where
I got your point.
I
got your point. So, can you provide me your email address so I can send you an updated statement where you can see the whole scenario of the payment that you have made?
That would be great.
Yeah. Tell me.
It's
your
R-I- ready?
Yeah.
It's R-I-C-H I-R-C I-N-E at yahoo.com.
Okay, just confirm it's R-I-C hircine@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. I will just send you the statement and you will receive within a day or two. Okay?
Okay, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for giving us a call and have a great day. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.